EU moves to keep crypto out of tax-advantaged savings accounts. The European Union is recommending that member states keep cryptocurrency out of tax-advantaged savings accounts, according to a September 1, 2026 post from Coin Bureau citing the guidance. The recommendation targets the sheltered wrappers that hold pensions and long-term savings across the bloc, and it would close one of the clearer paths for retail investors to hold crypto inside a tax-efficient structure. The move lands while crypto is broadly green. Bitcoin trades at $78,420, up 1.3% on the day, as of September 1, 2026, with Ether at $2,463, plus 2.5%, and the Fear and Greed Index at 75, firmly in greed. The price action is unrelated to the policy signal, but the timing sharpens the contrast. Markets are risk-on, while European regulators pull in the opposite direction on where retail money is allowed to sit. A recommendation, not a ban. The distinction matters. The EU is advising member states, not mandating a block-wide prohibition on holding crypto. Investors in the EU can still buy and hold digital assets through exchanges, brokers, and self-custody wallets. What the guidance would remove is the tax shelter, the ability to place crypto inside accounts that defer or waive capital gains and income tax, the same treatment that equities, bonds, and funds routinely receive in national savings schemes. Tax-advantaged wrappers are a large share of how European households build long-term wealth. National equivalents of pension accounts and state-backed savings products channel steady retail flows into approved asset classes. Excluding crypto from that list keeps it in the taxable lane, where every disposal is a potential taxable event, and the compounding benefit of tax deferral does not apply. Part of a pattern. The recommendation does not arrive in isolation. In August 2026, Ireland blocked crypto from its state savings scheme, a program covering roughly 203 billion euros. The reasoning was consumer protection. Keep volatile, less regulated assets out of products marketed as safe places to park money. The EU-level guidance points the same way, and a coordinated recommendation gives national regulators cover to align their own rules. The contrast with other jurisdictions is sharpening. Japan's Financial Services Agency has been working toward tax filing exemptions for trust-type stablecoins, and New Zealand's ACT Party has floated a capital gains tax waiver on crypto. Those are steps toward integrating digital assets into mainstream tax frameworks. The EU is choosing the more cautious route, recognize the asset class, but keep it outside the protected savings perimeter. The narrow but real effect for retail holders. For an individual investor in the EU, the practical effect is narrow but real. Buying crypto stays legal and accessible. The change is that gains cannot be sheltered inside a tax-advantaged account, so they remain fully exposed to national capital gains treatment. For anyone who is planning to hold digital assets long-term inside a pension-style wrapper, the guidance removes that option before it became widespread. There is a second-order effect worth watching. Excluding crypto from sheltered accounts steers European retail demand toward direct holding and spending rather than buy and hold in a wrapper strategies. Cards and payment rails become a more relevant way to actually use crypto balances, since the tax code is discouraging parking those balances in a favored account. Availability still varies by country, and anyone weighing options should check the rules in their own market, whether that is Germany, France, or Ireland, before assuming a product applies to them. For readers comparing how to hold value, this policy tilt is a reason to look closely at stablecoin spending and self-custody rather than tax wrapper accumulation. It does not change custody risk or fee math, but it removes one of the incentives that would have pulled long-term savers into holding crypto passively.